What's up? This is your girl May J with Lyricist Loft Productions, and you are listening to Couch Time. What's up, guys, and thank you for listening to an episode of Couch Time. I am May J.
What's going on? It's Tom Bon Capone.
Hi, it's Lada.
Hey, y'all, it's Monroe.
And we're here on another day. It is the 1st of June.
I heard it coming. You was going to miss it. I felt it. You was going to mess up like you did last week. And I know what day it was.
Happy Pride Month, everyone.
First day of summer. I'm lying. Summer should have been here. It's still cold outside.
It's raining.
Yeah.
Clearly, Summer didn't put in her 2 weeks. She's like, fuck y'all, I'm just not gonna come in.
Right. You saying she quit?
She quit because it was just hail and winter still think it's his time.
That's true.
Cold as fuck outside. Well, we have a lot of topics to talk about today. So, guys, you want to start off on the good or you want to get messy?
It's only right we get messy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I think we get messy.
All right, well, first off, let's say rest in peace to Frank Lucas, who passed away yesterday. He was 88 years old.
Let's have a moment of silence. Ah, well, now that's over. Let's get back to the podcast.
All right, well, happy birthday to Marilyn Monroe. I know Monroe is really happy about Marilyn Monroe's birthday.
Yeah, she would have been 93 years old.
Man, she old. That was that long time ago.
Yeah.
93? That's a long time.
She was born in 1926.
Jesus.
And what year did she die? Or what age did she die?
She
was like, what, in her 20s?
No.
Can we just talk about how long ago 1920 was? 1920.
Damn, you were born that year, weren't you?
Ah, you got jokes. You got jokes. No, I was not trying to call me old. First of all, think about 1920. We ain't had no cell phones, no tablet. Internet wasn't even available. Wasn't even a thought, a twinkle in his eye.
A twinkle in his eye. Lada, can you please tell him that he sounds like your grandfather?
Look at it. Don't be trying to stump my growth, okay?
But you're already 5'2", so how can I stunt your
First brother? Of all, I am not 5'2". Let's end that now. We're not going to put that in their head, okay? I'm 5'7". I am 5'7".
He's a certified small person. He was on Game of Thrones. He was one of the extra midgets on
I am
set.
Average height. Okay, look. We are not about to do this.
He was the one who brought the Starbucks
Don't
cup
you listen
in.
To her. Don't you listen to her. Trying to mislead these people. How you gonna mislead America? What's wrong with you?
Anyways, so circling back around, rest in peace, Norma Jean, wherever she is.
Norma Jean.
Let's have a moment of silence for Norma Jean.
Alrighty.
Low key, it sound by her name. She sound like she made some good ass jelly.
Jelly.
That she made some.
I'm thinking she gonna say some good pies. She said jelly. You know why out here making jelly?
Where you get jelly
it was
from?
Jam back then.
Damn, we not gonna do this. You short as fuck, and you over here mourning. So let's.
You right.
Let's keep it moving. And how you feeling over there, Lada?
I feel great. A bit sick. I don't know where all these colds came from.
Well, I can tell you exactly what it is. Lada is allergic to cats. And for some reason, she won't stop petting cats. And if you have a dirty mind, like a lot of our listeners do, we're actually talking about the animal. So, stay away from cats with all their dander, and maybe you won't feel so sniffly.
But they're so cute.
Fuck out of here.
That sounds perverted.
You would think so, wouldn't you, girl?
I would.
All right, let's jump on in, man. Let's jump on
Since
in.
Since we're talking about cats.
Uh-oh.
Let's not. All right, we're going to go straight to our music review.
Exactly. Catitude.
We're going to leave that one for last. Because I got a lot to say about Miss Catitude. I want to first talk about Triggered by Jhené Aiko.
Song is beautiful.
That is the woman's anthem.
And low key, it's not just the woman's anthem. First of all, men like the song too.
Hey, man. I'm triggered.
But no, that song go hard. I've been listening to it.
Makes me
and
cry.
That should go hard.
I just like how deep it goes. I'm like, I feel this. You know what? I'm heartbroken with you too.
Right. You're gonna go home and have a whole fight with your boyfriend for no reason. Damn right, I'm triggered. He's like, what are you talking about?
First of all, my favorite part of the song is when she say, "When I get mad, I get big mad." Because I'm always saying that. You big mad? That's my favorite part.
I think this song just made me realize how much of a gangster Genetico was. Because she was talking about getting hitters. And I'm like, Big Sean, if this is about you, run. I felt kind of scared for my Sean boy.
I'm mad at Big Sean right now.
I think we're
if
all
he
mad
left
at Big
Sean. Genetico to go back with Ariana Grande, I'm really pissed off.
First of all, her name is Ariana Grande.
Whatever.
No,
her
it's
name
Grande.
Is.
No,
it's
she
Grande.
Pronounced
it's
it Grande.
Grande.
Yeah. First of all, Lord everybody out here correcting us 2,000-3,000 years after we've been calling them one thing. You remember that happened to us before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Rihanna.
It's Rihanna.
Obviously, none of us can read. but I am very upset at Big Sean.
What I would like to say about her triggered freestyle was, I don't think it was a freestyle. I'm pretty sure she wrote that shit.
No, it might have been a freestyle. It could have been a freestyle.
That shit was way good.
I don't mean that. But she's a musician.
Really
like,
good.
She's a really good musician. She go ham. Almost all the songs, she go ham. You know, but if you really upset, you gonna have some stuff to say. She just happened. You know how you get into that argue, you get into an argument, and everything you want to say, you don't think of until after the argument. Mm-hmm. She just waited until after the argument, and then just said it, and it just came out flawless.
This is how come I said this is the woman's anthem, because you're gonna get on Instagram and see all these. You damn right, I'm triggered. I even put mine up on Snapchat, and I had people DMing me like, "Yo, you and your husband okay?" I'm like, "Fam."
She ain't
check
triggered
out
about
the
me.
Song. Triggered. Right. Like, you just triggered me. All right, but on more hip hop news, Press by Cardi B. What do we think? We listened to it together, so y'all all should have an opinion.
I kind of like that song. Low key. I got to listen to it a couple more times. It was catchy enough to have me, you know, bob my head and tap my feet.
You do sound like a grandpa.
But yo, it was actually a pretty
Tom
decent
song. Tom Bo Capone really is 45 years old. You know how the dudes who wear them shorts up to there.
Look at. Just because I'm normally bald head, don't mean that I'm 45 years old. I am 29 years old. I need y'all to quit telling people I'm old.
Tell the listeners the truth, man. You wear your shorts up to your bra line.
Nah, my bra line. Wow.
He got that
don't
Bluetooth
believe
speaker.
The hype, okay?
He got the Bluetooth speaker nobody wears anymore. And he be outside with that fake cigarette on barbecues, dancing, two-stepping to Marvin Gaye and shit.
First of all, don't let her send you off, okay? I am a tech person, okay? That's all I do is buy the new tech, the new gadgets. You ain't gonna never catch me walking around here with that one Bluetooth with the long ass microphone going to the bottom of my lip.
I'm
sitting there talking to people, talking about some hello every 3 seconds. No.
Can we just point out that I like insulted a lot about him, and all he could say is I'm a tech guy. I said he had a whole bra line, and he said I am a tech guy.
I don't appreciate that bra line comment, but I was gonna act like you didn't say it. I thought it was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
Because I can say some things about you, but I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Ooh. So Press. Yeah.
Say what you want. You can say what you want.
I
what
like
was
that,
that saying you said in Spanish mean two left feet?
Tengo dos patas huecas.
Exactly, that's what she got right there.
I ain't got no type of balance. I don't care what you say, I fall over air. That's fine.
Yeah, well, now the world knows.
World, he is still 45 years old.
I am not.
Anyway, back to Press. I honestly thought that the song was hard. This is something that I've been looking for from Cardi B for a long time. I really need her to get past this beef with Nicki Minaj. I feel like when she just gets in her rap bag, she goes hard. She gives us actual music and content. Cardi has been too focused on throwing shoes lately. And it's honestly getting kind of tired. Like, you're not giving us rap beef. You just out throwing hands. And, like, you're going to lose a lot of your reputation that way. Like, I really get it. You're supposed to be the ratchet rapper. But honestly, we don't want to see that. I want to hear music. So diss her and some music.
I mean, That's what everyone's been trying to figure out now, because one of the lines is, who the fuck she gonna check? She be talking that shit, talking out of her neck, put blood on her dress. Bitches be mad when they see Cardi step in the spot. Said that you about it, we know that you not. So.
I just want to say that, you know, as of lately, this has been what hip-hop beef has sounded like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all about fighting and what you gonna do to a person in the club. You feel me?
I don't know. I feel like Chun-Li needs to kick ass one good time. I want to see Chun-Li throw some feet because... What was it, Street Fighter that Chun-Li was in?
Yes. I hope you know that. Talking about some
clearly words. I got it right. clearly I got it right. Barely. So I need Chun-Li to come out here with some feet. Because, bitch, she been on.
Speaking. Smooth, real smooth.
Thank you. Speaking of
the Nicki and Cardi beef. I mean, I just want to jump into Catitude because I want to hear what you
got
to say.
Fam, we got... one song. Okay, you know what? Let's go to Catitude because I can't. Come on, Miley. What's good?
Apparently, she picked sides.
First of all, who was the song featuring?
RuPaul.
Who was 29,000 years old.
Leave RuPaul alone.
I'm all for RuPaul. I love me some RuPaul. RuPaul old as fuck. And I don't think RuPaul needs to be rapping on any beats anymore. Because, bitch, she's been on. I think that's going to be the name of the podcast.
So, Miley picked a side. In the song, she says, I love you, Nicki, but I listen to Cardi. What y'all think about that?
I don't know. I've been listening to Cardi, too, because Nicki kind of been out there for me. Like, ain't none of her songs really making sense to me at the moment. So, I mean, I've been kind of listening to Cardi. I'm with Miley on that one. I don't even like Miley like that, so.
Honestly.
I'm a Billy Ray Cyrus fan.
Right. Sorry, Miley. I listen to Billy Ray Cyrus.
I got my horses in the back and everything.
I honestly feel like people getting upset about that is stupid as hell. It's like, she honestly is just saying... It's not like she's picking a side in the beef. She's just saying that she listens to Cardi's music. And I don't understand why anybody's paying attention to this shit, because the song was trash. And it's fucking Miley Cyrus just trying to get back on because her daddy just made top of the charts with Lil Nas X. So, quite frankly, I didn't really give a fuck when I heard the song. I was still trying to figure out why RuPaul was on a goddamn song. That's what I was trying to figure. That's what behooved me. I was like, what the fuck? You haven't seen? Dude, there is this guy on, his name is Darren Fleet on Facebook. That's his whole thing, behooved me. And what really behooved me? He makes me laugh. Anyway, so, if you haven't checked out Darren Fleet's videos, please do so. He is funny as shit. But I didn't care. This isn't one of the things that I was like, oh my God, Miley and the beef. Like, bitch, sit down. Which, you just go figure out how to twerk and sit down.
She ain't gonna never figure out how to twerk. She ain't got no ass. How she gonna twerk? You can't twerk a bone.
Shit. Oh my God. Lotta.
Stuff your butt cheeks with whatever you can and make it work.
Ass shots are a thing.
Man. We call that arts and crafts.
What the fuck? Okay. Shit. How did you feel about Miley's statement?
I feel the same way. Like, I feel like she was just saying, I like Cardi B's music, but not necessarily throwing any shade at Nicki Minaj. Like, I feel like Cardi's what's going on right now. Like, a whole bunch of people are just, like, jamming to her because of the beat.
I know. I agree with you to an extent. I do think Miley was trying to throw some shade. But I think Miley's very careful about what she said because she knows she got an ass beat.
Yeah.
On the same note, in the same token... Wasn't she in a beef with Nicki Minaj not too long ago?
Yeah.
Didn't Nicki just say she was going to beat that ass? She was trying to stay out her motherfucking spotlight. That's what she tried to do.
It was the award show that Miley was hosting. And Nicki came up to accept her award. and was like, Miley, I heard you was talking shit. What's up? And then she's
Miley
like,
was good.
Yeah, Miley was good. That came a thing. Miley was good. And Miley was like, I love you. I've always loved you. I don't know what you're talking about. Now you got something to say. Sit your ass down, bitch. You're not relevant.
Okay.
Since we listen to Cardi. But, you know, bitch, you've been on. Monroe, you're going to give us our Latin music update.
Yes. So, Rosalía, if you guys haven't heard her, you should. She's been releasing, you know, hit after hit, in my opinion. Her most recent song, Alt Couture, I think that's how you say it. I can't read. It's really good. I feel like that's going to be, at least for the Latin community, the song of the summer. That or Con Altura, the song that she did with J Balvin and El Guincho. I don't know. I like her. I can't wait to see what she does with her little flamenco and reggaeton style infusion.
Dope. I'm going to have to check her out.
I mean, I just heard one song, and it was kind of kicking, so I'm definitely going to have to try to slide that on the playlist once or twice.
Make that on your summer playlist.
Hey, I got to see where I'm going to put her, though, because I can't put her underneath Summertime, because that's a classic by Will Smith. We can't do that, because she ain't quite there yet. But maybe I could put her in the lower teens, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because I got a lot of songs for the summer, especially This Is How We Do It. I'm an old school head, so, you know, I got to listen to my old shit.
You old.
Whatever. We ain't even going to go into all that, okay? Don't be judging my music, man.
Look, I'm sorry.
I listen a little bit of everything, but I love my old school because that's what I grew up to. I'm a 90s baby, so that's how it is.
So, I'm sorry. I'm preparing for my funny news. If you guys didn't know, there's something called Dick Yelp. Now, I originally heard about Dick Yelp from my favorite podcast, the At Joe Budden podcast. And so,
shout out to Joe Budden and his podcast.
Shout out to Joe Budden. I absolutely adore Joe Budden and Maul and Rory and Parks, because those are my guys. It's what I listen to while I'm working. But the funniest thing happened is that someone actually wrote a Dick review about one of the Joe Budden podcast anchors, Maul.
Oh, Lord.
And I just need to read this. So, content warning for you youngins out there. This is kind of vulgar. But this individual wanted to remain anonymous. It says, so, okay, I'm going to rate Maul 8 out of 10. When I say this nigga is the best I've ever had in my life, first of all, his dick is A1, chocolate, thick, and curved to the left. Maul definitely not boring. He likes to talk during sex. He's into choking, and I let him ride my face. He tried to kill me because he stuffed that blank blank all the way down my esophagus. Only thing that was strange was he wanted to spit in my mouth, but I let that nigga do it, and I enjoyed it. His stroke game is on point, too. He left me super sore afterwards, though.
So why just an 8?
It felt like my uterus was about to fall out. The only reason I gave him an 8, because he ghosts you when he's done with you. I miss that dick. Y'all, can we not do Dick Yelp? Like, this is just bad. Like, I'm so confused and... Oh my god, it's very entertaining, but after you read it and you, like, it's so funny because on the Joe Budden podcast, he was talking about how he was afraid, or not necessarily afraid, but he was interested to see it. He's like, man, this is going to be bad, and Joe Budden was like, I'm going to use whatever people say about me as my, like, headline. Real fun jokes, but I never would have thought I would go on and see a review about Maul. So, I guess go Maul for having a good dick game. Hand clap for Maul.
Y'all gonna exclude me from this whole time. I am not gonna talk about another nigga dick. That is not at me.
I don't think that we should have Dick Yelp. I think that it's kind of it's not good. I've actually read a few reviews where girls was like, I've fucked a lot of celebrities, but I'll give you 3. And I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, herpes. Just admitting this shit. Oh. So, that's just our vulgar, funny story of the day. So
just remember to use protection.
Please. Right. Hey, condoms are your friends. And they come in all shapes and sizes.
So is birth control, y'all.
If you can't find one big enough, get a plastic bag and some duct tape.
I'm pretty sure that shit is not
sanitary. That does not work. Don't do that.
Or Ziploc. Okay.
Pretty sure it would work. Still not sanitary. Don't do it.
So, Tone, you're going to give us the Khloe Kardashian goes to prom update.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck is going on?
According to TMZ, fam, Khloe Kardashian goes to prom, and underneath the prom picture, it says, well, the guy who took her to prom, it says, took Khloe Kardashian as my date to prom, so many photos to come, I'm feeling over the moon, heart, and then it says the sign is a joke, it's a high school prom, there will never be an open bar. Why there will be an open bar at a prom, I do not know. But I do know is that he was legit over the moon. She was hugging on him, kissing him on the cheek. They making kissy faces. This boy lips pink as hell. Why? Had lip gloss on, bro. But yeah, she went to prom with the boy. He was happy as hell.
We had a bar.
How the fuck he managed to get Khloe to go to prom with him, I will never know.
We had a bra at our prom. We had a bar at our prom.
An open bar?
I mean, he was doing non-alcoholic drinks. We're not going to talk about what happened with the bartender. But
anyways. This ain't none of my business. So in other news.
No, let's stay on that news. I know that he's a... Prom, you're about 18, right? 18, 19? 18.
Depending, because most... Well, depends, because you can be 17 in that prom.
So let's keep this... let's just say in our story, he's 18, 19 legal. How many people want to bet that... Well, this is not very far-fetched for a Kardashian. How many of y'all want to bet that Khloe Kardashian is going to have a new boo in like 8-9 months, and it's going to be the kid she took to prom?
Well, low-key, though, he don't really look like he and the girls too much. So...
That doesn't mean
maybe it. Not. You feel me?
Let me see the picture.
I'm trying to get a better picture. He don't look too...
Oh, you're right. That's not... Yeah, never mind.
Let me show you. Wait. Come here. He don't really look too much in the girls. He got on better makeup than she do. Let's just talk about that. That's
right. I would like to say, though, because for some reason, the Kardashians seem to really be into black men. If there was any black dudes at the prom.
His life is ruined. Khloe ain't too bad, is she?
No, Khloe is actually one of the saner ones, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's cool.
Well, no, because then she date with Odom.
Oh, yeah.
And that motherfucker lost his mind. Did he go to drugs or something?
Yeah.
I don't know what they got on them. They got some type of hex. It is not good.
Like, there's a whole conspiracy about that.
What I will say that I found absolutely hilarious is that after she took over as power of attorney over him and his health, he woke up out that coma. I was like, wait a minute. It's like that meme when it's like he's in a coma and the girl's like, let me see his phone. And he wakes up, I'm up.
So,
Robert Pattinson, Batman.
No, you are no. No, no, you're not ruining Batman for me. Not doing it. We're not, no.
I mean, in case y'all don't know who Robert Pattinson is.
Google it.
You had to be living under a rock. He was Cedric Diggory in Harry Potter. And after that, he was Edward Cullen in Twilight.
Yeah, just picture it. He can't be Batman. He'll go out in the sun and be like, sorry guys, I'm Batman. I can go into sun. I sparkle.
I think that he would be, if, because for some reason, females just love him. I think he's like the sexiest thing ever. Remember back when Twilight became a thing?
We're not gonna speed past that. Like, you just yeah, call this man like the sexiest thing ever. No, you're not.
I said females think he's the sexiest thing ever. He is not my type.
I like him.
I don't like him as Batman, though. Like, I just feel like
he could have been a better, like, Nightwing or some shit. Like, he looks like the
sidekick.
Right, he looks like he could be, like, Nightwing, maybe. Maybe. But he is not Batman.
Maybe Robin if he was a vampire.
He sparkled. It goes out of the sun.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Yo. Okay.
No.
So, if you guys don't like him as Batman, I know Keanu Reeves was really interested in being Wolverine.
I think that'll work.
Yeah.
I could see that.
The only reason why I can't see it is because Wolverine, I think maybe it's because of the way Hugh Jackman was. He was really bulk and, like, buff and just manly. And Keanu Reeves is manly, but more like in a slender, I'll fuck your life up with this pen kind of manly. I'm going to stab you in the eyeball. Your retina's gonna be fucked up.
So that's the Joker.
Honey, I was talking about John Wick.
Oh, yeah, he did do that too with a pen.
Wow.
Wow, I was thinking Heath Ledger Joker. He was like, no, you don't remember that?
I do, but I also remember Heath Ledger Joker being a little less on the buff side. Yeah, like, but look, he looks like he got a beer belly keg. What the hell is that? You see that little pudge?
Yeah, like Keanu Reeves as Wolverine. Actually, I can see it happening.
No, he looks
Keanu
pregnant.
Reeves was actually supposed to be a superhero. A superhero or something. I think it was Wolverine.
He if
was
you look at that picture, he looked like he about 2 months pregnant.
But I can see it happening. He will never be as buff as my Jackman. Boy Jackman. But
yeah, there's always steroids.
No, ain't nothing. I wouldn't do a steroid. No, fuck around, had me looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. All fucked up and shit.
Oh boy.
Cool.
Speaking of Arnold Schwarzenegger, I hear there's a new Terminator coming out.
There is. And I've seen the previews. And it looks slightly interesting. I will be the first one to admit the last one had me a little lackluster. I didn't like it. I really didn't like it.
What do you guys think?
I've only seen like the first movie, so I have no comment.
Oh. We're gonna have to have a day we watch Terminator, because Terminators is actually a really good series. They just keep making them, and it's not.
I like to say stop it. I mean, first of all, the first 6 movies was like trying to kill Sarah Connor and everybody after her. Like, no one gives a fuck about this
Sarah
bitch anymore.
Connor and the other Connor.
Right. We didn't know if it was her lineage. Son or if it was her boyfriend or if there was some incestual shit going on.
There was a lot going on.
It just got really confusing, and I feel like this is another Land Before Time. Please make a stop.
Oh, you know what? Like, they got Sarah Connor is coming back. This is after Doomsday, so this is like day after Doomsday or month after Doomsday or whatever it is.
So they're backtracking.
Pretty much. Well, because, you know, the last one, it was jumping around. Mm-hmm. This one is specifically right after Doomsday. So now we're going to see what happens there. I kind of don't care. She looked like she is literally falling apart.
She's like 79
years old. She looks so
old,
but she over here with a motherfucking grenade launcher. Shit. This woman. Badass granny, you feel me?
This woman is 79 in dog years, and we still making movies about her. I just don't understand.
I'm going to go see it if it gets good reviews. I know one thing that they said was not good in terms of storyline was Godzilla. But fans and people who went to see the movie said they didn't care about the storyline. They just wanted all of the action. So, I mean, I'm not one of those people who follow critics, because I don't believe you can tell me what I like. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go check out the movie and see how it is.
I love everything horror, so I'm excited for Ma.
When does Ma come out? Because I want to see that.
Doesn't it come like this Friday?
I think so.
Let's. We can't see that. We can.
We can. I just want to backtrack real quick to Godzilla. Nobody gives a fuck about the storyline. It's all about the fucking monsters.
Who gives a shit about the humans in the movie?
That's my problem with National Geographic's and Animal Planet. I don't want to see no fucking people.
Tomorrow is out, guys.
It's out.
It's out.
Oh, shit.
We late.
We lacking. Okay. We need to go see Ma.
And we definitely gonna go see that, because I definitely gotta see her kill some people, because she just does not look like she kills anything. So this is gonna be interesting. But then, to go back to, you know, your Animal Planet statement, if I watch another Animal Planet and a National Geographic and see another human being walk across the screen, I hate seeing the little dog shows, and I look at more humans than I look at the dogs. Man, what's happening right now? Mm. I watch Animal Planet for the animals. It says it right in the title.
That's so true. So, Lada, speaking about animals and planets, I know you were interested in Aladdin, the new Aladdin.
Yeah, I heard it was really good. I haven't gone seen it myself, but my brother actually went to go see it, and he says that if you haven't seen it yet, you should go.
I just want to interject real quick. What the hell does Animals and Planet got to do with Aladdin? Well, matter of fact, what does Planet has to do with Aladdin? Because we got a lot of animals in Aladdin.
Aladdin is basically written and filmed on the other side of our planet. So it makes sense.
You
and
really tried.
You really tried.
Okay, back to your
prediction. I'm just thinking about Jasmine's tiger. I just want to know if it's in the movie or not. You have to have it.
It has to be. I just want to point out something. Aladdin is a big part of my childhood, and I feel like it's actually going to be a really good movie. Mm-hmm. At first, I was a little skeptical. I thought they was going to ruin it when I heard it was coming out. And even though I am a Will Smith fan, I thought it was going to be shitty. I haven't seen it yet, but I really believe it's going to be good after checking it out.
So I've never seen the Aladdin actual original movie, so I'm going to just keep my comments to myself. Don't do me.
for everybody who don't know, May J is not a Disney fan.
Yeah. Ooh, I have to change that.
Janet, don't change me. Just love me how I am.
One of my best friends just bought me Simba slippers. He's like, you want this? I'm like, hell yeah, put that in the car. And he bought it for me. I'm like, this is why we're friends.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
What does that have to do with Disney?
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Damn. It's a Disney movie. They bought out. Yep, Pulp Fiction is technically a Disney movie.
What fucking planet?
Yeah, I'm so serious. Go ahead.
But this makes sense because Disney is all about promoting sexual shit and drugs. So that makes sense.
You've seen Lion King?
Okay, first of all, let me just reiterate. I'm not a Disney fan. I think I've seen 2 or 3 Disney movies, not counting Marvel movies, because Disney just bought Marvel. But I think I've seen 2 or 3 Disney movies, that being The Lion King, The Aristocrats, and Princess and the Frog. And those were not because I wanted to, I was forced. Don't make that face at me, Lada.
The sheer disappointment.
When me and Monroe actually first met, and I told, she was making Disney references, and I was looking at her like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, you never seen that movie? I was like, I'm not a really big Disney fan. I think she hit me.
I'm pretty sure I did. I whacked your arm.
Fail.
Real quick, I just want to point out this, that Pulp Fiction actually is a Marvel film. Because Miramax, whatever, however you say it, it was bought out by Disney in 93, and Pulp Fiction came out in 94. That is a mind-blowing...
Mm-hmm.
Wow, because I just honestly saw that movie for the first time.
I want to apologize to our listeners. If you hear anything that sounds like a small roar, our neighbors vacuum 2 and 3 times a day in only 1 section of their home. So that's pretty much what you hear in our background. So they'll get the messy award for today because this is their 3rd time vacuuming today. Let's give them a round of applause for fucking up our podcast.
Your house is clean.
No, it's not their house, it's 1 corner. They only vacuum in 1 corner.
Keep your corners clean.
Right.
Keep
your corners clean. Tombone, you just not clapping for shit today, huh? No clapping from you?
Hey, lucky I was gonna clap, but I was putting my
your bracelet on.
Yeah.
To go with your earpiece, your Bluetooth.
You got no earpiece on, man.
Alright, guys. We're going to get into our favorite section of the day. That's supposed to be me drumming on something. Fuck y'all who didn't get it. It's the video game section with Lotta and Tony. Tombone Capone. The Bone Crusher. Whatever the fuck your name is. Go for it.
You just butchered all of that. That was terrible.
Now, when I tried to get into my announcer bag last week, y'all talked about me really fucking bad. What the fuck is wrong with your voice? Why you make your voice like that? And that was actually pretty cool, okay? My mom told me I did a good job. I'm proud of myself.
She's paid to say she's
really? Paid. Who paid her? Slide me that cash because okay. She don't need to be paid.
But you know what? I pay my respects to you.
Thank you. Thank
Let's
you.
Hop back into this video game, man. First thing I want to talk about is definitely going to be the Modern Warfare franchise is back. I don't know if y'all have seen the trailer for that, but it's off the chain. They have a new engine for it, so it looks very, very real. And I really can't wait till that comes out. In November. October. What do you think about that?
October, November?
I had it a little off. Okay, October. I have a lot of things on my mind.
Yeah, it comes out October 25th on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Because I am a very big Call of Duty fan. And Modern Warfare is what I grew up on.
That was their intro music for video games. It was a little late. But go ahead.
Second on the list. Hit them.
I forgot. I can't hit you with nothing.
The fact that you said I forgot.
Okay, so let's do a video game review. This is going to be, I guess, off the top then.
What's the purpose of making topic list?
Look, I didn't say
I can't topic. Tell you because all I wrote was video game section.
Well, I was excited just to talk about Modern Warfare because it was like, you know, they were saying like it's controversially like not a remake of all the other games because it takes place like in a new dimension, new universe.
Well, you know what? When I looked at it, it looked like it was the same dimension, same universe, but it looked like it was, it doesn't look like it's a prequel or like an extension of what happened previous. So,
yeah.
I'm not totally sure how this is going to pertain. We don't know what game modes are going to be in there. We do know it's going to have a story mode. So, I am excited about that. And so far, I haven't seen any gameplay for it.
Because I know GameSpot mentioned that it is going to include a multiplayer mode. So a whole bunch of people are excited for that, but at the same time, they need more detail. Like, as far as GameSpot knows, like, there's no additional detail as to how far the game's going to go and where the detail in the game is going to take place.
Yeah, you know what? I know it's going to have a multiplayer. It has to have a multiplayer. Yeah. You can't have a Modern Warfare without a multiplayer. You know what I mean? I am very curious to see if they're going to do a... what did they do? A special ops mode, spec op mode, I'm sorry. Like they did in Modern Warfare 2, or if they're gonna do something like the survival mode that they did in Modern Warfare 3. Both were really fun. I am more leaning toward the spec op. I feel like they're gonna make this game as close to Modern Warfare 2 and 3 as possible. So
yeah, what do you think about the characters, though? Because I know they said that they're still going to include some of the familiar faces from all the other games, like Captain Price, but it was informed that the voice actor to Captain Price is going to change, so we're going to have a new voice actor for him.
Well, you kind of got to wait to see, because yeah. I didn't really hear him talk too much in the preview. I only looked at the preview once, which I probably should go back into and do a full breakdown. Be looking out for that full breakdown either sometime this week or next week on the next podcast. I'm gonna give a breakdown on the video game segment. But I don't really know. You know, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, anytime you get a game that they're bringing back, you kind of have to look at it with fresh eyes. Especially after Advanced Warfare, everybody who has ever played Call of Duty has either seen gameplay or played it, and I was not impressed. So, here's looking at that new up and coming development on that game. I'm really, 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 really hoping they don't mess it up.
Well, since basically y'all want to set up to talk about games, and I don't know shit about that game, let's talk about why you can't pass this Crash Bandicoot level. Let's talk about that, huh?
I got further than you.
Shut up! Okay, shit. Thank you, Lotta and Tone Bone Capone, for your video game expertise. I can't play Call of Duty. How about you, Monroe?
I die.
Right, I'm like, I get on the board and I die. I'm just like, well, shit. I remember once, I think Tone Bone and our brother was playing Call of Duty with myself, and they kicked me off because I died so many times. I think my kill death ratio was the worst they've ever seen. What was my kill death ratio?
0 and 27.
The fact that you remember that number is embarrassing. All right, guys. So
I thought it was me. It was terrible.
Yeah, I like to log in under his handle and play games and fuck it up real bad.
Which is a damn shame. Always fucking up my shit.
I think it's time that we have a moment to talk about breakup season.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Get your ice cream bowls ready. Your ice cream pints, whatever you need. Get your tissues. Just get yourself comfortable for all these breakups.
All the tears are
about to get your chocolate ready.
Girl, spill the tea.
You know, it's about time to pull up some wine.
I'm talking about this shit like, is that serious?
It is serious, because people out here, they're breaking up. And I, first of all, let me just tune the mode. Wow, what the hell?
Sorry.
I'm trying to set the mode here. You fucking it up. So, before we get into breakup season, I just want to...
How do I...
set the mood here.
To what we had. The good time.
Okay, first of all... that was a slow-ass beat. And one of y'all was completely off... Come on now, you on that blue face beat? I need to try to put it together. Monroe, I know it was you. I saw you in the snap. Come on, girl. Now, back into the sad bag. To Rihanna, who is now on the...
Rihanna.
I'm sorry, Rihanna. Oh, they're still together. So never mind. So to Fergie and her husband, who just finalized their divorce... The LLP Media Couch Time podcast would like to wish you much healing and love. And let's have a moment of boys to men. It's so hard to say goodbye for Fergie. All right. Now on to some messy news. So, for y'all who don't know, it's been an LLP Couch Time thing that we have been giving out messy awards. So today we're going to talk about all of our messy news, and then we're going to figure out who gets this messy award. First, Kim Kardashian.
She trying to be a lawyer, y'all.
From sex tapes to lawyerhood.
That's a goddamn shame.
Anybody can make it. Hey, let this be motivation for you, man. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do.
All right, Shia LaBeouf. Look.
Hey, she went from sucking dick to putting people away. It's real out here in these streets.
No, she's trying to set people free.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. She went from swallowing the kids to liberating them.
Wow.
All right.
All that growth, just like those ass. No.
She went from I'm done.
Okay, so she's trying to be a lawyer, or she is a lawyer.
She's trying to
she's
be a lawyer.
She's studying to be a lawyer.
She's studying to be a lawyer. This is funny. I didn't know she could read.
Come on, you know she went to Dickology University.
That don't mean you can read.
Shout out to Ray J, who was her professor.
Wow. Apparently, she was on ecstasy when that sex tape happened.
Can we just talk about that sex tape real quick?
I know everybody's seen it.
I'm not saying I watch porn, but that was horrible. I think
that was the weakest sex tape I've ever.
No.
It is tied with what's her name? Mimi Foss. It's tied with that shit. What the fuck is that?
She was the one who was hanging from the shower thing while she was having sex, and people was trying to do it and falling off their showers.
That was funny.
Funny as fuck. The Mimi Foss challenge. That was funny as hell.
Lord have mercy.
First of all, it didn't even look like she enjoyed that shit on neither one of them.
Can we just talk about, like, she got her fame from being a porn star. Well, her family, let's just be honest, her family has been rich and famous for a long time. So it's always been her destiny or in her cards to be famous. But she pretty much became known by being, by sucking penis. Ray J's penis, who, someone needs to do a dick review about Ray J.
Wasn't even good dick sucking. Let's just talk about how it wasn't good dick sucking.
Okay, we're not that type of podcast. But let's just go back to her being a lawyer. Let's stay with that.
Alrighty.
We're finna get a whole penis fellatio review.
So, according to NBC News, she met with Kevin Cooper, who was found guilty of quadruple murder in 1983. He allegedly murdered Douglas and Peggy Ryan, their 10-year-old daughter Jessica, 11-year-old neighbor Chris Hughes, and apparently slit the throat of one of their other children, Josh. However, she is trying, through the help of DNA, prove that he is innocent and that he was framed and targeted by police because he had other burglary and petty theft and escaped from jail on his record, and they were just trying to seal the case.
So wait, they tried to frame him for killing
his own kids?
His own family.
No, this family. This,
oh, it's a different family.
Different family. Not his own family. Different family.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what took her so long to become a lawyer? Because you know her father was a lawyer. So, like, now, like, I feel like you should have picked that sooner. You know what I mean? Maybe earlier in life. I mean, it's never too late to get your education. But, I mean,
I feel like, you know, if this is your passion, go for it. But I just honestly, I'm always very skeptical of how you present yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, who's really going to take her seriously in a court of law?
She's going to get that big win.
But then again, we do have a porn star as a first lady.
That is a true statement.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can get a glow up in this world.
Ted Bundy defended himself in jail. He didn't succeed, but
hey,
he tried.
Did y'all see that movie with Zac Efron?
Mm-hmm.
Man, girl, you got Netflix?
Yes.
You better Netflix it. Netflix it tonight. We're going to have a review for our next podcast. We ain't going to talk about it. Lotta Netflix. All right. But back to Kim K and being a lawyer. You know, everybody knows how I feel about the Kardashians. You know, get your bag, do what you do. I love it. I feel like instead of shining such a light on Kim K, let's shine a light on some of these young kids who are paying for law school, who are taking us a lot of debt to go to law school because this is actually their passion, who, you know, are going to be paying off their student loans for years and years to come. Like, I the Kardashians are like, to me, they're a plague in social media. They're everywhere. They're doing everything. And I feel like we just don't pay enough attention to the people who are doing good things. Like, Kim, if you want to help somebody, help your husband make good music again. Let's start there.
Man, I'm telling you, help him bring that good music back.
Bring back old Kanye.
Mm-hmm. Because he
ain't doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
No, she just wants to say that, you know, people who say that Kanye West has bipolar or is suffering with the bipolar disorder, that they're irresponsible for saying that. But I'm like, your own husband said that. Okay, but off of Kim K, let's talk about the Cosmopolitan Hotel apologizing to Meek Mill.
What was the whole situation on that again?
So Meek Mill was going to the hotel, I believe, to check in, and they refused to let him check in. They refused to let him in. And he was like, I don't even want to come in anymore. I just want to know why you're refusing me. And the general manager was like, basically because they want to.
Yeah, and he like claimed racism or something.
So, this is what happened. According to TMZ, TMZ has just obtained a demand letter written by Meek Mill's lawyer. We have learned that the Cosmopolitan maintains a list of African Americans recording artists who should be denied access for no other reason than their culture and skin color. Huh. Such course of conduct consists discrimination per se in violation of state and federal law, and exposes you to significant damages. McMill was told to get the hell away from Cosmopolitan Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, and that if he didn't leave, he'd be arrested and locked up.
Well, that just sounds like a whole lot of whole lot going on there.
The Philly rapper and two members of his security rolled up to the Cosmo at around 3:30 p.m. Saturday when they were stopped by security. There's a whole video on this if you want to look it up. Our sources say Meek asked the guard why he couldn't come in, saying he didn't do anything untoward. Untoward in the past. He had only been there once before with Nicki and Jay-Z for an event 5 years ago.
So basically they just denied him because he's a rapper and he's black.
Pretty much.
On some more important news, CNN reported this yesterday or 8 hours ago. I don't know if you guys know about the Virginia Beach killing. The family of the gunman who killed 12 people at a Virginia Beach building posted a handwritten message Saturday on his front door, sending their heartfelt condolences to the victims. The gunman shot one person in a car on Friday before entering a facility and firing at people on all three above ground floors. He was killed after a fierce gun battle with police. Yo, we really need to pay more attention. Like, I know a lot of people have their thoughts about gun laws, but there are too many of these mass shootings going on. There are too many mass murders. People can't even live or work anymore because individuals are entering buildings and shooting them. So a moment of silence for the 12 people who were killed tragically by the Virginia Beach shooter. That's just really sad, and I hope that it stops soon. Or they figure out a way to help these people who clearly have mental ailments, just stop giving them guns. And then these are not regular guns. These are assault rifles. These are guns I don't even know how you get your hands on.
Not that hard. That's obviously it's not that hard to get an assault rifle.
It's sickening.
So, I mean, they need to strengthen them laws so you can't just walk in there and grab them. But, I mean, there has to be more than just that. It has to be a strict evaluation first. They need to do background checks. Not only just for the person buying it, they need to do background checks on family. They need to do background checks on mental status. It's got to be a lot of different things in order for you to buy a gun. It should be, because that weapon can kill somebody instantly. You know what I mean? You point, aim, shoot. And it's nowadays, I guess it's so easy for you to get them in open spaces. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Condolences to the family members who lost somebody during a shooting. I can't imagine. It must be hard for everybody on both ends of this incident. I just find it kind of flabbergasting that they will write on a piece of paper and post a note on their door.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, like, post-it notes, I was actually talking to a relative yesterday, and mind you not that this is a child. He is about 10 or 9 years old. Speaking about how a student wrote that there's going to be a school shooting. So the school was actually shut down for a while, and there was a whole bunch of kids being dragged into the principal's office to see who wrote that note and if they were joking. And the kid who actually saw this note was held in detention because he thought when he saw it and saying, hey, there's going to be a school shooting, that they suspected he was a school shooter. Wow. And my cousin, you know, he was afraid. He was like, I'm only 9, 10 years old. I don't know what to do. Why didn't they call the police? I'm scared. So
they tried to handle it in-house.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of the issue. You can't handle these things in-house.
Mm-hmm. They don't want bad press on the school.
That doesn't matter. Like, these are kids' lives. So what happens if actually one of the kids comes to the school and shoots it up and then knows, like, oh, we had a moment, but, you know. Well, we're going to take a quick break, guys, and then we'll be right back to talk more about news. All right, guys, we're back from our break. We had to shake off some of that seriousness off of us. It got kind of sad in here, but we're now going to give you our company's update. I am so excited. So, LLP, this is our bittersweet goodbye. Let me cue the music again. I'm sorry. I gotta do it again. Hold on.
How do I say goodbye?
We're saying goodbye.
Y'all, it's been a nice run for LLPS. Had some really good moments with some really great artists. But we're going through a rebrand. I can't even be sad about that because I'm happy as shit. Alright, so LLPS will be LLPS no more. We're going through a rebrand. We will be announcing our new name, our new mission in August at the Adoration Gala. So I hope that you guys come. Now, just to lack on a little bit of confusion, we don't want to like drive you guys crazy and mind blown. Our media is going to still be called LLP Media. So Couch Time will be continuing. And you have listened to the first episode of our Couch Time Season 2 episode. So you guys, thank you for being anchors for Couch Time Season 2. How do you feel?
Fantastic. We're going in the right direction, you guys.
I'm fucking stoked.
I mean, I'm always ready for an adventure.
Low-key, I thought she said, I'm fucking stoned. And I had to look at her face. I was like... They just passed a bill. We waiting for the house to come back. It ain't official yet, but once it is official, we're not gonna talk about that. We'll just wait. But Tom Ball Capone, you said that you ready?
I mean, I'm always ready for an adventure. I love going toward new things, so let's get it.
We're going on an adventure.
And hopefully you guys who listen to us are going to come on this adventure with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're interested in coming by and seeing our Adoration Gala, where we will be paying tribute to entrepreneurs, Chicago, and local artists, please make sure that you visit our soon-to-be old website, lyricistloftproductions.com, and purchase your tickets. Tickets are going by so quickly. I wasn't expecting it. But yeah, so you guys, let's tune up the mood again.
We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship. Oh, my bad. I thought we was vibing.
hey, let Boyz II Men get it off.
Hey, why we gonna have this sad ass song?
Because we're saying goodbye to LLPS. Come on.
Bye. Good
riddance.
We're gonna try to snap it again. Y'all gonna be on beat?
Absolutely not.
It's too late. Y'all messed up already. It's too late.
See, it's up.
I don't know where this road is going to take us, guys. It's going
to be. Now you gotta cut some of that out.
All right, guys. We're going to bid you adieu for today. I know that was a little bit of sad and suspicious news at the end, but trust and believe, when we come out with this announcement, y'all ain't ready. Y'all are definitely. Chicago is not ready. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. And we're accepting more artists. So if you guys want to become members of whatever it is that we have coming up, please shoot us an email.
Or if you know someone that is an artist, tell them to shoot us an email.
They don't want to miss out on this opportunity. Also, if you're a musician, a poet, a singer, a rapper, or whatever, and you want to stream some of your music after our podcast, after we literally sat here for an hour and talked mad shit and laughed, and the only laugh you can really hear is Monroe's.
My bad.
Shoot us your music. DM us. Don't DM us personally. We have an LOP Media Instagram. Please don't DM the individual podcasters. It's kind of weird.
Also, even if you are not a musician, an artist, or any of that, if you just want to come support and check out some shows, please go to that website.
Yes, we are booked and busy for the rest of the year. Open mics every month except for August and November. Mm-hmm. The For the Culture is coming up in November.
I'm excited about that.
It's the first, it'll be kind of like a, don't want to get too much information out, but it's a conference. So you guys get your swag bags together and come collect some goodies. Also, I think we could tell them we're going to have a gaming tournament there.
That is the plan. We plan to have a couple games. Super Smash, Tekken, and we ain't figured out the third game yet. We're leaning toward Marvel vs. Capcom. But we're not sure yet.
Shoot us a voicemail. Let us know what you're looking forward to. And if there's any topics you want to hear us giggle about, leave that in the voicemail too. Shoot us an email. Shoot us a DM on the LLP DM. We're happy to hear from you guys. We're signing out. Happy Sunday. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.